Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Thread and Gone by Lee Waite, narrated by Christina Delane. Chapter 1. The world, my dear Mary, is full of deceit, and friendship's a jewel we seldom can meet. How strange does it seem that, in searching around, the source of content is so rare to be found. Poem stitched by 13-year-old Lucy Ripley, Hartford, Connecticut, 1802. The simple folded leather packet looked old. Old, cracked, and very out of place, as it lay innocently on the bright red 4th of July tablecloth. A mystery from the past had interrupted my first Haven Harbor dinner party. Before I'd seen that packet and its contents, I'd been feeling high on more than the Pouilly Fouissé recommended by the owner of Haven Harbor's local wine and gourmet treat store. Buying beer? No problem. Wine? That's a whole different world. I'd gotten up the courage to invite Sarah Byrne, Dave Percy, and Ruth Hopkins, the three other mainly needle pointers who were going to be alone on the holiday, to join me to celebrate the official start of the tourist season and my first Maine 4th of July in 10 years. Obe Winslow and Katie Titticombe were celebrating with family. I figured all three of my guests would be understanding if my salmon was a little dry or my peas undercooked. But until the packet arrived, everything had been perfect. I'd pulled it off. My guests had made appropriate compliments and serious dents in the baked salmon. Fresh green peas and...